I had the privilege last night of speaking at the unveiling of Brett's plaque, and I just want to say for a quick minute exactly what I said last night. And I saluted Brett, Ron Wolf, who's ready to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Mike, for the marvelous job they did in resurrecting a franchise that had been so dormant and in such terrible shape for so long. When they came to town, we were coming off a 24-year period where we had four winning seasons and two playoff appearances. Our fans were actually giving up on our future. And once Ron Wolf came to town and took charge of this football operation, he hires Mike as coach, sends a first-round draft choice to Atlanta for Brett, signs Reggie White, and character and dignity were restored to this franchise immediately. We started winning right away, and thanks to those three gentlemen for what they started in 1992 and what Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy are doing today. After having a 24-year period where we were down and dormant and mediocre, we're going into year number 24 of being a team that's a contender every year and has one of the best winning percentages in the NFL. I appreciate Brett as the greatest competitor I ever saw play, and his passion and enthusiasm reminded me of a kid on a sandlot. Great leader, great competitor, and has to be regarded as the greatest player we've ever had. This is something tonight that's going to be an historical moment for this great franchise, the first time one of our players has ever received these two honors at the same time. I'm proud to know these gentlemen. I thank them for what they did for this franchise to make us legitimate again.